USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Saturday visited Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. The president wearing a mask as he said he would because he would be unable to social distance from the wounded soldiers that he was meeting. The president also telling Telemundo that he plans to issue an executive order on immigration.
I'm going to do a big executive order. I have the power to do it as president, and I'm going to make DACA a part of it. But we put it in, and we're probably going to then be taking it out. We're working out the legal complexities right now.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying a shutdown will occur in Texas if everyone doesn't wear a mask. And in Michigan, if you don't wear a face mask in indoor facilities and some outdoor public spaces, you could be fined $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a second round of stimulus checks should be included in a new coronavirus relief package. Mnuchin also tells CNBC regarding unemployment insurance being extended again, he doesn't want to see folks get more than they would get if they were working.
You can assume that it'll be no more than 100%. So, yes, we want to incent people to go back to work. And even at 100%, if people have jobs, we want them to go back to work. So enhanced unemployment is intended for people who don't have jobs, and particularly industries that are harder to rebound. So we will not be doing it in the same way. And we're in a dramatically different situation. Many businesses are open. Many businesses want to hire more people today.
President Trump is denying a request from Minnesota's governor for money to rebuild parts of Minneapolis that were destroyed during riots and looting following the death of George Floyd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
More than 68,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Friday in the United States, which broke the country's record for a third consecutive day. Utah, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Iowa, and Ohio all hit new high coronavirus highs on Friday. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he can hardly wait to debate President Trump, and President Trump has said the same thing. This comes on the heels of some Democrats saying they'd like to see the debates happen only if certain conditions can be met, to which House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News,
It is only Democrats that are so fearful of their nominee that they literally write, do not debate, do not come out of the basement, do not talk, because you can't hold a rally because no one's going to show up. You have no ideas. And what you stood for the last 40 years, you have to change. That shows the strength. What I truly believe is what President Trump is talking about rebuilding, renewing, and restoring America. We've watched that more than 7.3 million jobs created in the last couple months. We've watched him be able to combat a virus from a foreign land that we didn't invite, and we're going to defeat it together. Those are the ideas and the vision of what we want for the next 4 years, instead of hiding and actually pledging not to come out or not to talk. That's fearful of even having the job, or fearful of knowing who this nominee is and what they stand for.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.